Hi, George. This is Michael from Denver, Colorado, listening on 630 KHOW.
Indeed, our number one station in Denver, by the way.
Yeah. All right. I actually was also going to try to call the evil hotline, but I got through on
that. Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
All right. Now, the story I'm about to share with you is, without a doubt, the epitome of evil.
I'm ready.
Okay? It's very scary.
Okay.
Now,
I'm braced.
Okay. Years ago, Art Bell interviewed a man by the name of Reverend Bob Larson, who he is a reverend who he counsels individuals and families who have been involved in satanic abuse.
Cults
and satanic,
and things like that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, he's actually headquartered here in Denver, so I've been able to attend a lot of his conferences and whatnot, and this particular story he told us one night is what I'm about to tell you.
All right.
A person who was involved in a satanic cult, he had a daughter, and he wanted to initiate his daughter into this cult. And so his group and himself, they basically just took her away. They kidnapped her, and they took her away, and this little girl was about 9 years old, right?
Nice father, right?
Oh, like I said, it's evil.
Yeah.
There's no getting around this. This is really evil. Now, I know you're familiar with the term that Christians use, born again. They're like a born again Christian.
Right.
Well, this particular group, they had a blasphemous way of mocking born again Christians by doing a born again initiation into their cult. And what they would do is, what they did to this little girl, and this is according to this reverend now, who counsels people who have been victimized by satanic cults, they took a horse, and they slaughtered this horse in front of the little girl. And if you want it evil, this is evil. What I'm about to tell you, they sliced open the stomach of this horse. Okay. And it gets a little gruesome.
You don't have to be too specific here.
Well, do you want to know what they did to the girl?
I assume they tossed her inside the horse.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And
while she was alive, and she was alive, right?
While she was alive, and they pulled her out the.
How did he know about this?
He apparently the mother eventually discovered that the child was being abused, and ended up seeking help, and somehow got in touch with this man. And just through the counseling and through everything else, this little girl had all these awful, awful stories to tell. This being basically the most evil.
And what happened to the sick cult people?
I don't know. I don't know that much. I don't even know what happened to the father.
But, okay, yeah, I'll give it to you. That's evil. No doubt about that. Next up, let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Good grief. Hi there.
Hi, George. My name is Billy. I'm from Portland.
Hi, Billy. What's going on up there in KEX land?
Yeah, I've been listening for a little while now, and I've heard a couple people call in talking about the Pentagon when the plane hit. Saying that a plane actually didn't hit.
Many people believe that whatever caused that that huge hole in the Pentagon and the subsequent collapse of the building was not a plane, but possibly a missile. Some people believe that. That's true.
Right. I was in the military at the time. I was in the Army, stationed up there, and I worked in the Pentagon recovery, Operation Noble Eagle. That night, we were in there, and I hear people say stuff like that, and I just want to let people know that it was indeed an airplane.
Okay, but they never found, or did I see, any specific plane parts, or God forbid, they didn't find any victims. You've heard that, right?
I haven't heard that, but like I said, I worked in there and I pulled parts out.
How come nobody ever illustrated them or showed them to anybody? Because that sure would have, I think, made it easier to convince people that a plane indeed hit there?
I don't know. I mean, there wasn't news around the Pentagon. Obviously, that whole area, I don't know if you're familiar with 395.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I served there for a couple weeks, as a matter of fact, with the Navy.
From the Pentagon to the highway and all around was just completely blocked off. I mean, news wasn't in there. I don't know who would have been taking pictures or anything like that and sending them out. So whether they released information or, I mean, I don't know how that worked, but I know for a fact there were parts in there, and you'd take them from in there and across the street in the gigantic parking lot they have, and that's when they started, like, taking bit by bit down.
Well, I got to tell you, there were never any pictures taken by anyone to show us. And the other thing that continues to I think, give people the feeling that it wasn't a plane is apparently there were some pictures, some video that the FBI has never disclosed that would show some kind of a plane or object coming into the Pentagon, and they won't release it. And I don't know why not. You're probably not aware of that.
I'm not aware of that. I have talked to many people. Fort Myers, right across the street pretty much from there. And I know people who saw the plane hit the Pentagon. I mean, the highway's there. I was actually in the cemetery at the time it happened. So,
I would more believe that they pulled down Building 7 in that a plane hit the Pentagon. But I've got to tell you, when you look at everything and you look at pure evidence and not... It is strange. I mean, I'm not doubting what you think you saw and what you say you saw and everything else, but I sure wish that we would have seen the remnants of that plane crash, and that is what has baffled so many people who have investigated it. They can't find anything. And you're one of the few people to come forward to say, I saw these parts.
Right.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. You should have come forward a long time ago. Maybe people could have... interviewed you about that.